Yes, Mother.
Mother, go to your shankar, they said. Nidai gold, hoodie gold. 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 Nidai gold, hoodie gold.
Maharaj, I always thought our Gurudev had some special treasure, but he was not revealing that. But I think he has kept that treasure with you.
What is that?
Just what you tell us, it confirms exactly as he has preached. But he has also kept something, and I feel that he has kept it with you.
Maybe. So he might have repeatedly requested me. I am taking them. Please look after. Doctor. And I am going on according to my capacity and my realization. I cannot be outside that. But what am I? And what he knew me to be. Anyhow, he requested me, it is true, several times. And he has come, I am left. And I feel some sort of obligation as a student of Gaudiya mission to do some sort of duty for the but the sampradaya. I am doing as much as possible. And sometimes reluctantly he was pressing out from me some sort of sadness, it may be called. Because I feel almost always that Guru Maharaj wanted me to do some sort of service, and many of our mission stalwarts recommended me to preach, to be a preacher for the West. Recommended that he is the fittest man to preach in the West. But anyhow, it could not happen. And now I see that anyhow it is being affected to a certain extent. I am a thoughtful person by nature. I do not move of a reserved nature, of idle nature. Guru Maharaj Jimat, a comfort seeker. You are his lover. His word was his lover. You are his lover. A request of reserved type, of reserved mood. Generally, must speak less and think more. A man of more thinking and less speaking, that type I am. And sometimes childish mood also with me sometimes. Very simple and open speaking. Open speaking. There is Buddha Graha. The planet Buddha, he has got much influence on me in the horoscope. And he is of childish temperament. And a little poetic, and fond of little industry, and very childish in temperament. That Buddha has got much influence. And the Brihaspati, Buddha, Brihaspati and the Shoni, these are the guiding stars in my horoscope. Brihaspati means ontological knowledge. Buddha means the poetic and childishness and poetic habit. And the Shani, Saturn, it means abnegation, strong abnegation, and the connection with the caste outside Varna, Hindu. Shani means that. This abnegation, Shani, stern abnegation, indifference, as well as touch with the persons. This outside Varnasram. So that is Swami. And the Buddha and Brihaspati, these three are the guiding stars. They are in, at their highest position. Gaudhari. So reasoning comes from, ontological reasoning comes from Brihaspati. Indifference to the worldly pleasure from Swami, and poetry and the childish temperament from Buddha. Three things combined. Gold with Buddha. Mithai Gold. Gold Hari, Gold Hari. Sometimes the stalwarts in our mission used to say, they express their grievance that we serious persons of highest age and position eagerly try to mix with him. How is it that you mix with these, those childs, those children type persons? But I have got a nature to mix with the children, and they could not tolerate this. You are so serious, sober, serious. I'm so endowed with high-level philosophical talks that we eagerly want to mix with you and talk with you. And we can't tolerate that same as you mixed with the children of the your tribe. And they had some sort of complaint against me like that. That is my nature, a childish nature.
So here we are, so many children of lower type, and you are so kindly mixing with us.
You are serious talk with you, no childish. Serious talk. I am engaged in. You are engaging me in serious talk. Nidai Gaur Hari Go, 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 Nidai Gaur Hari Go. My center of interest is Mahaprabhu anyhow. And Mahaprabhu has taken me to Guru Maharaj. In selection of my Gurudev, Mahaprabhu's part is almost 100%. I have got some affection for Krishna of Gita. Gita Krishna. Not so much for Vrindavan Krishna. Though, in my childhood, I had some mystic transcendental regard for Vrindavan, Radha Krishna. In my childhood, I visited several times a temple, respectable temple of Radha Govinda, Niyadavar, village, where my father, grandfather used to read Bhagavatam every Kartik month. 1 month in a year. They had to read Bhagavatam there for a month. And in my childhood, even when I was six, perhaps, I visited that temple. And I remember that I saw with some mystic reference in the temple, the Trimurti. I still remember with how a mystic conception I got about Radha Govinda there. But consciously, alas, some moral consideration, but predominating moral consideration, I could not adjust Krishna Lila in Vrindavan. What Mahaprabhu has given to me. My regard for Mahaprabhu has taken me to Radharani. Taken me to Radharani. And my, at present, my highest center in future is Radharani. But present center is Mahaprabhu. And from Mahaprabhu I have come to Gurudev to find out who will be the featurest feature, speaker about a feature, giver of Mahaprabhu. And then I have come across to my Guru Maharaj. The first center was Mahaprabhu. And that I came suddenly when I was reading in the fourth year class, age about 23, Mahaprabhu suddenly appeared in my heart. And captured, almost captured myself. Otherwise I was born in a smart family. They are Mayaiks of the high type. That is logicians, with Indian logic, math, and the Smriti. There is this Puranic, there is Puja and etc. And the Bhagavatam. Smriti, Puran and the Nay. Three things predominated there. But I have some sort of previous life's acquisition because I had a tendency to become a sadhu, then to be a householder in my future life. I felt it from my child. Much attraction for the life of the sadhu, sannyasi. But not of any particular shape, but Mahaprabhu gave me the real shape. Real. He is my capital, Mahaprabhu. And through him only I could come to Vrindavan. So necessarily, my ideas of Vrindavan cannot go to the level of Sahajyaism. We hate, we are born haters of Sahajyaism.
Right.
Sahajyaism. Born haters, they have got no place. But anyhow, when I got first connection with Mahaprabhu, these Sahajyas also seemed to me very close friend. Though we are, anyhow, they are continuing the name of Chaitanya Dev. That was my, whatever they may be. They may be best of the society, but still they take the name of Chaitanya Dev, who is so dear and near to me. From that point, even I could look after them with some regard, with some nearness. It was so much so to me. But coming to Gauriamur, I began to hate them once more. That they are misrepresenting Gauranga. They are taking the name of Gauranga, but misrepresenting him, not doing any service, but doing disservice to Gauranga. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur, what's the time?
Now 10. 10 o'clock.
Gaur Hari Bol. So today, less question and more answer.
More answers than questions. We are capable of not so many questions as the answers you give.
It came in connection of my Guru Maharaj because this is the day, this Friday and 1st January. Parakuha combined, reminded me of it that day. So I have to begin speaking without the offering class.
This is our fortune.
Hare Krishna.
This is our great fortune.
The new friends, they have nothing to say. Any audience?
Questions?
Yes.
Any audience?
Urgent question?
It's not urgent.
Go for the gold. Yeah. But I speak to you in English, that is out of necessity. I have got no fine knowledge in English. I can't understand also, but and also cannot speak. I'm not habituated to speak. But anyhow, for some necessity, I try my best to express myself and whatever comes.
No, rather we find
in mutilated form.
We find your speech very eloquent.
But I search, I'm guided by the thought and not by the language. And it seems there are some who are carried by the language, not by the thought. But my temperament, to live and move in the thought, and try to give vent. That.
But we find your speaking masterful, very masterful.
Masterful, but less philosophical.
Masterful.
Less philosophical type.
We find full command.
I can't find accurate words always. Does not come, especially now memory is being fed day by day. So I search after accurate words, but sometimes cannot find it. So I have to to move in a this
curved way.
I have to express my thoughts many times in a curved way because I do not find the accurate word on the in the front. Otherwise, my way of speaking very straight, but I can't be affected without words, accurate words. So I have to take some cargo sometimes. This is the stuff with me. Go for ego. But perhaps it carries weight. Thought. Thought is deep and nearer to the truth. As much as I have got my capacity, that is the nature, style of my speech. Hitting the center, not on the outskirts. That is the aim of the general style of my speaking, that hitting the center. Thin synthetical. Not so much analytical, but synthetical, always touching the center. Capturing the center, that is the way of my thinking. Hare Krishna. I am not satisfied with anything, with any outskirts, any dress. But from the center of reality, that is my nature. I want to understand. Near point. Hare Krishna. When Prabhupada was living and he was delivering discourses, so many others, even senior sannyasins and devotees, we attended. And after that, some senior sannyasin speakers were also invited me. And asked what we want. Told, repeated to us. And I did. And they are satisfied. Prabhupada's discourses were also very deep. general public could not understand. Could not understand. Big crowd of people. So I was requested to read his lecture by the respectable circle of our Guru Maharaj. I could see that this. At least to their satisfaction. Gold, holy gold, gold, holy gold, gold, holy gold. Nidai, gold, holy gold, nidai, gold, holy gold. Nidai, gold, holy gold, nidai, gold, holy gold. Nidai, 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 gold, holy gold, nidai, gold, holy gold. Is another Sutton Maharaj there? And others from almost very skeptic nature, not prepared to rely on any man. But they also speak that when they attend my lecture, that we almost feel that it is in the line of Prabhupada. Prabhupada is very line in this course. So my type of delivery is very akin to that of my Guru Maharaj. By his face. They say like that. Repeatedly they have told us that too. That is the ontological color. The ontological representation. Our Guru Maharaj's lecture had distributed of ontological nature. And my tendency is also towards that. The ontological understanding of the thing. Hari Krishna. Gaur Hari Bho, Gaur Hari Bho, Gaur Hari Bho. Nidai Chaitanya. So, we know.
We'll take care of
this. प्रत्यक्षशुद्धिं परमात्मभक्तिं ज्ञानं च विज्ञानविरागयुक्तं भागवतम् अभिस्मृति कृष्णपदारविन्दयो क्षीणोत्तमद्वारो द अनडिजायरेबल एलिमेंट्स व्हाट आर लिविंग अस दैट विल बी डिमिनिश्ड बाय continuation of the remembrance of Krishna, the undesirable elements will gradually vanish away. Napalara-dandero khinati avadrani cha sam-tanoti and some political concentration of real kalyan, mangalam, of good. That will spread within us. Samatha means satyachya shuddhi, and our very existence will be purified. All other elements, non-Krishna elements, will purge out. Paramatma bhaktim jnanam ca vijnana virāga yuktam. At the same time, sambandha jnana and necessary abnegation or indifference to non-Krishna will increase more and more. Smriti continued remembrance of Krishna. To be merged in Krishna consciousness, to remain merged in Krishna consciousness. What is Krishna? Who is Krishna? Who am I to him? What is my duty towards him? Gradually all these things will come out from the foundation, from underground. As much the smriti will be dense, dense gradually. What is your name? Any come from my book?
Not yet.
Not yet.
The gentleman Satyananda said he would come.
But as yet not come.
But I see you five are here.
Yes.
Actually,
there was, he asked me three, but actually I forgot there are four.
It all is over. Any question?
Can you explain to me how Gayatri initiation helps the chanting of Harinam?
It consolidates the help to consolidate the foundation. Of Hari and his name and everything. Of course, when the Vaishnava interpretation we get from there, the Shankara school interpretation, they will conclude from Gayatri that everything ultimately is non-differentiated. Non-specified. Healthy mouth. But the Vaishnava understanding of Gayatri is different. Srimad Bhagavatam begins Satyam Padam Dhimahi. Gayatri, Bhagavatam, Puran is mentioned. Athuyam Brahmasutranam Bharatat Vinidnaya Gayatri Hasharupushu Virata Parivinhida. This is said about Bhagavatam in Puran. What is Bhagavatam? In Bhagavatam itself it is said Nigamakalpataroot Golitam Phalam, the ripe fruit of the tree of Veda. But in another place it is said about Gayatri, Athoyam Brahma Sutranam. This gives the real meaning of Vedanta Sutra, compiled by Vedavyasa, collecting principal portions of from the Upanishad, Vedanta. Athoyam Brahma Sutranam. Harata Vinidnaya. The very gist of whole of Mahabharata is represented here in Bhagavatam. Vinidnaya, the Bharata, all the meanings must come through this channel. Bharata Artha Vinidnaya, Gayatri Hasharu Pushu. And this is the expansion of the meaning, proper meaning of Gayatri. Virata Parivinhita. And the whole meaning of the Veda has been reserved here in Natsar. Veda Mata Gayatri. Gayatri is the mother. Was mother of Veda, considered. The nutshell, the whole path of the Veda is here. Gayatri Vatha Ami Akta Diyichi, Ami Suni Chi, Jeev Goswami Prabhu Gayatri Vatha Vakha Diyichi. Oh, I heard that Jeev Goswami Prabhu has given an explanation of the Gayatri, Brahma Gayatri. But I did not come across that explanation. Myself, I had evolved a sort of name, leading it towards the end of the conclusion of Bhagavatam. Gayatri Bhashyarupasu. Bhagavat is the Bhashya, of the expansion of Gayatri. So Gayatri's meaning must go to support the conclusion where Bhagavata has given to us from the Vedas. And this is in this way. Bhuvasva. Bhu means the body of sense experience. Bhuva, the mental sphere. Sva, the plane that can be understood, caught by intelligence only. Not by feeling, neither by physical senses. Buddhi-loka. Buddhi-loka. In this way, finer and finer, higher and higher planes there are in this status, in this mundane sphere also. Gross, subtler in this way to progressing. Different planes. 14 planes of living here. Human in the beginning and 7 others. Bhūr, bhūva, sa, maha, jana, tapa, satya, lok. The seven strata or planes, from gross to fine. In this way it is developed. So then virya. Virya means the last limit of the material consciousness. Then brahma lok. The first lok, that jiva soul, that is the beginning of Vaikuntha loka. Vaikuntha loka, the marginal position, viraya and brahma loka. Then the great Vaikuntha and the goloka, the land of service, the land of exploitation and the land of dedication, between the two making press, this side viraya. This is no man's land, buffer space. This side approaching to exploiting what is that is viraya, and that side brahma. Then Vaikuntha begins. So bhūr bhūva sa tat savitu varanyam. Tat in the sum total of the what is that exploitation, tat savitu. Now a new thing which shows this mundane. Savita mana Surya, sun. Savita mana who expresses things, from whom everything is imagined. Savita, prasavkarta. Shudhati, just as a lady gives birth to a child. Prasav. From her womb, the child is coming. So, this experience of the material world is coming from a particular light. The light, the sun is showing the planets. The sun is the savita. Savita means prasavkarta, that from whom all is imagined. The conception, all other and all sorts of conceptions of the material type, they are coming only from the sun. If sun is withdrawn, no conception. So, Shobhita means, in Bhagavad Gita also it is mentioned, what is Atma? As sun is expressing the world, so your Atma is expressing the world, that light, that path, that knowledge. If that Atma is withdrawn, everything is dark. Your body, mind, everything gone, but the Atma is there, the unit of knowledge is there, so to you everything is in consciousness. So, Savitur Varennam, which is giving birth as it is, as if to this whole world of your experience from the gross to the subtle, that Savita, that consciousness, Savitur Varennam, which is respectful to that Savita, to that sort of consciousness, which is giving birth to all this knowledge of variety. He is Varennam, he is venerable plane, he is worshipable plane, that is Vaikuntha Loka, higher, made of higher knowledge, Sarup Shakti, that Bhargo. He is venerable Bhargo. Bhargo means Sarup Shakti. And the very gist of Sarup Shakti, Sarup Shakti is the effulgent of this particular center. And that is Sri Radha. Dhamna Srina Sadha Nirastha Krokam Satyam Param Dhimahi Bhagavate. By his dham, by his teeth, by his light, all the misgivings, misunderstandings are clear. A particular type of light, by the ray of which all our ignorance disappears. That is the dham. The very abode of the Lord is such that by the strength of this light, all sorts of ignorance and misconception vanishes. That Bhargo. Whose Bhargo? Bhargo. It belongs to Deva. Who is Deva? Deva means two meanings. Deva means Dibdhatu, Vila. One is playful entity and very beautiful. Beauty and the play, Vila and the Sondarya, Deva. And he is Bhargo. He is the proprietor of that dhamma and that beautiful, sweet ray by which everything has been evolved. Dhiyo yuna prajuraya. And dhimahi, by the help of our pure consciousness, we shall attend him, serve him. Conscious service, dhimahi. Dhi means buddhi, gyan, anushilam, cultivation. We shall, this conscious cultivation, dhimahi. Only through our consciousness we can approach and render service to him. Service to him, dhimahi. And what will be the result? The dhiyo jonat prajura. And he will, as remuneration, he will give us dhiyo, and the capacity of serving him, of cultivating him more and more, that is prema. He will give me prema as remuneration. Prema means the more capability of serving. So we shall serve him, and he will give more ability, more capacity, efficiency to serve more and more. This is the underlying meaning. And the Bhargo means the whole Sarup Shakti represented by the way, by that is the vaibhav of Sri Radhika, which is the mukha ras combined. Madhura ras is the principal rasa and the most expansive, which contains all the sadhvishas of Adhara rasa in him. If Madhura ras is there, then Vatsalya, Sokha, Dasya, Shanta, everything is there. So the whole is the representation of heart, of Radhika. That is the meaning of that mood, so deep as to make us understand about. So my Sanskrit poem is there. It is Parasindhi. Kirtan Mandisa only. Yeah. I forget. Bhūrādeś savito varajnadhītam khetrabhga siddhvārthakam bhargo dhāma sadār jastakuhakam santan spagyāna dhīdāpuram bhargo vai viṣabhār nijār svabhiho vai ārādhanā sīpuram divaśya dhudhisundarī kapuśas ārādhadhik rūkina dhāyatu dhītam mahāprahumatam Radha Padam Dhimahi Gayati Gayati Muradishta Kirtana Dhanam Radha Padam Dhimahi. By step I am giving the meaning very part in this way. Meaning of Gayati. Veda Mata Gayati, the mother of the Veda. And there must be the highest thing. We have to detect how it is accommodated and rest there. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. We have to discuss, follow. And all this is the serving like devotion. That is the serving attitude we can enter into the depth of the subtle spiritual plane. And we can realize more and more about the truth of the same. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur, Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. Jai Gaur. So none has come from Mayapur today. So the Calcutta people come there in a weekly bus service. So the Saturday. Sarva Bhavan Prabhu also may come. You don't know. I read. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur, Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur, Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur.
Maharaj, can you tell us the story of the appearance of Srimati Radharani? How she appeared?
How she appeared? She is eternal. That is, we have to understand first. She is eternal, but she is coming down to this plane. That is how she is born. Krishna is born. That means that the sun is born. Something like that. After the night, the sun is being born. That is coming into our eye. It is there, Nitya Lila. In Goloka, Nitya Lila, they are always there. Only by their grace, sometimes we are given the chance of experiencing their divine particular. That is like a exhibition. Things, industrial things. Suppose the atom bomb is being manufactured in somewhere, and how it is done, it is shown in an exhibition in India. What is going on in the big scale in some place, that is being shown to be to a particular place in an exhibition, that these things are made in such a way. Yeah? So in Papancha, there is eternally going on, that is shown to us like an exhibition in Papancha Lila. We get the specimen is extending to you for your test, and then you try to enter for recruitment. For recruitment, for customers. Just as the industrial element is shown, exhibited in a place, what for? Only to capture customers for this. So, when the Papancha Lila comes to draw our attention to that, and then gradually we will unleash our men that we want these things, and we should get admission, and gradually we shall try to have that. It is already there, Nitya Lila. But sometimes it is extended here, like an exhibition. Have to recruit us, to capture us, to take us there. And this, sometimes he comes, her father, first her father found in a tank on the lotus, a small lady, beautiful lady, beautiful girl, beautiful girl on the lotus, floating. And Vishwamanu had no son. He took that beautiful...